Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'll be curious to see how many Rangers opinions we get here. And obviously, I miss the most important Cowboys win because free Taco Bueno.
That's a no-brainer.
The official taco of the Dallas Cowboys. Remember, when the Cowboys win, you get that free taco. No purchase required,
nope.
Though. I think you should just load up on stuff. And
well,
then
you got to
get
a taco burger, too.
That's right, Fred. If you look at my left hand, I'm about to indulge.
Man.
Thank you.
Plus, here's an update from the 469. Kevin, with many exclamation points.
Oh, no.
I came in to ask when the drawing for the Cowboys tickets were, and I am happily married. And so I told you I thought that was my question, was did that person pop back in and maybe ask for a date?
Okay.
I was told by both sides that is not what happened, but sometimes I like to invent fanciful things that have happened around me to see if they actually happened. All right. We got the combo platter, and Fred
mm-hmm. –
I want to know specifically if you're ready for this, because if I recall, the last time we did a combo platter with you,
yep.
You were like, I don't know if I've ever been to a concert. And it was just really confusing,
no, I'd been
your
to a
take
concert.
On that. So I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
So combo platter birthday edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is the best thing you've ever done on your birthday?
It wasn't on my birthday, but it was a birthday gift.
That's acceptable.
Yeah. Watching KU win the national championship in New Orleans back in 2022.
Okay.
Somebody just say M-I-Z.
See, he got what you were saying.
Well, he knows. Well, that's because he's a Mizzou fan, and they've never won anything. But I love you. My cousin's a Mizzou Tiger, so I got him a love for Mizzou Tigers. That's my birthday deal would probably be. Well, there's two things. One, when I was five, Showbiz Pizza Party.
Yes.
For anybody that's old enough to remember Showbiz Pizza, there's probably about maybe three of us in here that do. See, my man knows Showbiz Pizza.
Me too.
There you go. He knows Showbiz. And look, I think what happened to Showbiz, let's be real. Why Showbiz was usurped by a rat, I will never understand.
Mm. Don't forget, on Monday we're doing our show live at Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you're not.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're
I made
not.
You nervous for
no,
just half a second,
not.
Though, didn't I?
No,
I'm kidding.
So that's my. But yeah, 1A, watching KU win a national championship in 2022, and 1B, 5-year-old birthday party at Showbiz Pizza.
And your sports opinion
on what? Just anything?
Yes.
I mean,
you know,
such
I really
a random question.
How? How is asking for any sports opinion on a sports show a random
so
question?
Many of them.
Okay, then give me one if you have so many.
Chiefs Cowboys Super Bowl 2026.
Okay, man, that is a strong opinion right there.
Ready for that?
I was not.
Shout out to you, Blake Elliott. Shout out to you. Mocked me during our show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I made a several Chiefs-Cowboys comparisons. So there you go, the Schottenheimer slash Dallas. So many different ways to break it down. I'm calling my shot right now on Friday, September 19th. And last thing, since we're doing sports opinions here, there is nothing wrong besides just a little bump and grind. But having a Texas Rangers and a Houston Astros logo tatted on your body.
What the hell
yeah,
are you saying?
You heard me. You heard me.
You heard me.
Am I speaking Swahili? No.
No, you're speaking English.
Yes,
but
that's
it
right.
is as confusing
right.
to me as if you were speaking Swahili.
Because I have an Astros logo tattooed on my body from back when I was doing radio in Houston, and I'd said like 2 months ago that if the Rangers made the playoffs, just the playoffs, didn't have to win a World Series, didn't have to make any kind of particular run, just get to the playoffs, and I would get a Ranger logo tattooed on my body. It's looking very unlikely that that's going to happen, but I said last night on the show, I said, you know what, maybe I'll just go get one anyway, just for bleeps and grins.
So your comprehension of the wager is fascinating. So you made a wager.
Yeah.
You won that wager, but now you've decided to just go against it.
No, I mean I didn't win the wager. I mean I was just throwing it out there for whoever.
Then why didn't you just get the Rangers tattoo to begin
with?
Well,
let's have some fun with it. I mean, you know, hey, if they somehow shock the world and make it, then you know, let's make an event out of it. We did the same thing with the Stars, and unfortunately, that fell
Who
through.
Do you cheer for more, the Rangers or the Astros?
Rangers. Hands down. And look, I've been very clear about
now.
This. I've been very clear about that. Well, first of all, here's the thing, too, you remember, though. I never covered the Astros when I was in Houston.
Okay.
And by the way, just a quick backstory. The reason I have a Astro logo on my body is because back in 2010, 2011, back when they were terrible, one of our co-hosts on the station, Mike Meltzer, all right, Gavin Spittle knows who he is. He hired him, all right. Now you can find him on Mad Dog Radio. He had made a wager about, he guaranteed something, okay? Well, the guarantee didn't go through. And it was like, okay, well, I was wrong. It's like, well, what's the point of making a wager if you're not going to put anything on it, all right? So I said, tell you what, you're going to do a wager, let's do a wager. If the Astros lose 100 games, I'll get an Astro logo tattooed on my body. Boom.
Oh,
Astros
okay.
lost 100 games. Guess what? Your boy went and got a tattoo on on his arm of the Astro logo. So when I put a wager out there like that, let's have some fun. Let's go get some tattoos. Who doesn't like a good tattoo, right? There you go.
All right.
Okay.
He
the Pride
loves
of Mansfield
tattoo, yeah.
likes tattoos, okay? So Blake's a tattoo guy. So, you know, I don't think it's that much of a stretch.
From the 682, they still believe the Rangers will make the playoffs. And then
I hope they do.
They said their ex-girlfriend gave him a trifecta for his 26th birthday.
A what now?
What does that mean? Like a betting slip?
What the hell's a trifecta?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I asked you.
I don't know what that means.
Liar.
Kevin.
Liar! All right.
What is it? I don't know what a trifecta is.
I'll draw you a picture. All right, Alec, give us a sports opinion, and then what is your favorite birthday experience of all time?
Oh, we got to have a sports opinion? No.
Shut up.
Kidding.
I hate you guys.
I'm kidding. Okay, so I actually had one locked and loaded, but I told Ruben that his question that he asked me during a break actually changed it.
I might change my vote, but I'm intrigued by it.
I think that in the NBA MVP voting, Paolo Banchero will finish top three this season. I'm not willing to say he's going to win it, but I think he will finish top three. And I know the TV networks are going to hate me for saying it, I think that is incredible for the NBA.
Yes.
Just because parity. You know, these sports entities claim they want parity, but then anytime you see these matchups, like, I'm sorry, but the Rangers World Series victory, you look at the ratings and everything, and they're silently kicking themselves in their cubicles and wearing their Richard Mille watches, and, you know, they can watch.
Right.
I don't care. I want good basketball. Okay? Like, that's all I want at the end of the day, and I want people to be competitive. I want there to be tons of good teams across the NBA. I don't want everybody to be on the same playing field, but I want everybody to try. And I think that Banchero being that good this season leads to them being that good as a team.
So to go Cooper Flagg, Jason Tatum, Paolo Banchero, and we'll just have all Duke.
Well, take Jason Tatum out of there because I cannot stand watching him.
Well, that but, is Achilles is still being
Yeah, I don't
prepared,
think he can stand so either.
That's a good point. What is
I
your,
do like where your Cooper Flagg take, though.
There you go.
I don't hate it.
Okay, what's your best birthday experience?
So, growing up, I was never a huge birthday party guy.
Okay.
It was more of my parents would take that money or that time and thinking and put it into an experience for me.
Nice.
That might not be on my birthday, but I will tell you that on, I want to say it was my 16th birthday, my dad got me front row seats to Friday Night SmackDown at the American Airlines Center. And I think it was only like a month later. I think it was in July. So it was only like 30 days or so that I had to wait. But we were front row on TV side. So you saw me and my dad sitting there the entire time. Dean Ambrose gets thrown over the top rope and he asked me to give him a hand to stand back up. People signing autographs during the commercial breaks and all of that. The experience was incredible. We still talk about it to this day because every now and then on my TikTok feed, a clip from that episode pops up where AJ Styles got hung up on the top rope and he sat there for like 20 minutes because, the landing zone wasn't too great there. So
right.
Like John Cena came out and shook the ropes to make it a little more uncomfortable. That video pops up, I don't know, every 6 months or so, and you can see me and my dad laughing in the corner. So, like, it's just a great memory, and it was probably the best gift that he's never going to be able to beat just because that experience was awesome.
Okay. That is amazing. I like that. From the 3-2-1, this is an intriguing answer. Sports opinion, Cowboys will be good next year, and the best thing I did on my birthday was being born.
Wow. I mean,
that makes a lot of sense.
So much
simple but effective.
There.
That makes a lot of sense. It really does. From the 469, the Wings will get the number one draft pick again, and then throwing your child a birthday party and no one's showing up. So I can't tell if they're being...
It's kind of on you as a parent, though, isn't it?
...sarcastic, or they're happy that, like, they don't have to deal with all those kids. That feels like that'd be a really sad moment.
I mean, I think it'd be devastating.
Yeah. Well, what would you tell your kid
well,
if you're
Well, your
like,
kid's a loser at that point.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
You know, why did you not follow through and say, look, we're gonna have to pivot?
All right, so...
What kid doesn't want to go to a birthday party? That says about you as a child.
So, okay. I think you're only...
You ain't got some cousins you can round up?
One wacky take away from the...
Is that wacky?
Trifecta.
No.
Wait. You didn't even hear the opinion. Your opinion of
reality.
Calling a kid a loser followed...
Someone's got to do it.
Less than an hour ago
if
of saying just because someone's dead, maybe they weren't that great to begin with.
No, I did now. See? No. Let's unpack a couple of those real quick. Are we afraid to say it's true because we're trying to be in reverence of them? And secondly... If you can't have anybody show up at your birthday party, what's that? What are you? What are you?
I don't
You're
think
a
you
loser.
Should call
Period.
Kids losers,
Period.
Probably, right?
Well, maybe we should start.
All right. So to help the mental health crisis, what you've decided is I'm going to start calling more kids losers.
Hey, how's giving everybody a trophy? How's that turned out?
I mean, surely we can find a middle ground between a participation
round
trophy
up,
and your kid's a loser.
You can't round up some cousins or some, you know, play cousins along the blocks. You got a problem.
Play cousins?
Man, some shocking opinions here today on KNC.
Did people show up at your birthday party?
Yeah, what's that?
Did people show up at your birthday party?
You know what? If I said no, would you call me a loser?
Because I know they did.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Because you're not a loser, Kevin.
Oh, my God.
You're not a loser.
You're frequent talking of children as losers. You know,
it's not frequent. It's just I'm responding to the texter.
Children come to Taco Bueno, too, you know?
I haven't seen one yet.
Well yeah, because there's freaking school, dude.
Oh, it is.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
My kids are – I mean, I got my kids are 22 and 17.
Which means your kid is in school right now.
Actually, no, he's not.
What?
It's homecoming. They got out at noon.
Okay.
Nice try.
What? Good for them.
Nice try.
From the 972, I think Kevin is going to break his headphones by the end of this show.
No, he won't.
You know what?
No, he won't.
Good thing is these aren't my headphones today. So
Kevin's a professional.
I think that's okay. You know that did happen, though, right?
I think I heard something about it.
Yeah, I was really mad.
I also got tackled by Jesse Holly.
Oh, yeah, you should see that video. If you see the video from inside the other studio and I just vanish, you can hear our producer, Sean, at the time go, oh, my God.
Yeah, they said you, like, disappeared.
Yes, it was a horrible magic trick. All right, for me, my man, my sports opinion now, I'm gonna piggyback off of what Alex said. Major League Baseball is soft for giving out two MVPs.
Ooh.
All these other sports, they have one MVP, and people are like, oh, my God, all these people are amazing. Give out one MVP. You really want to make it a competition? Who wins, Judge or Shohei? Give me a competition.
That makes it more intriguing to me at the very least. I do agree with your more intense opinion that they're soft for that. I think they are. But at the very minimum, it makes it matter a little bit more to the fan. Like, if we're being honest, I'd rather know who is the best of the best, not who is the best of half of the best.
Absolutely. Now, my birthday is it's kind of a similar one because we went to an early Rangers game because, like, the weekend of my birthday, the Rangers were going to be out of town. Yeah. So September 10th, 1988, I made sure to look this up on Baseball Reference because you always want to make sure it matches your memory. And you're like, oh, I just made all of that up. That didn't happen. But it did match my memory. The Texas Rangers played the California Angels. That's how long ago this was. It was 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth, and I remember my mom being like, well, that's okay. We can't win them all. Then Jim Sundberg hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth. The game eventually went 17 innings. Just to further date this story.
You stayed all 17
innings. Oh, yeah, we did. And I remember, because it was my birthday, and my mom was like, oh, we can't leave.
We can't leave until this game's over.
But also, we had a babysitter taking care of my sister that we'd only used like twice before, and she kept running up to the payphone because, again, this is 1988.
Yeah, you got to go find out, hey,
I think I'm going to be home at 10:30.
Yeah.
Whoops. Now maybe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
11:30. Yeah. I don't know if we kept using that babysitter or not. I could see how she was like, no, I'm out.
Everything turned out okay, though.
Yeah.
Did they win?
They did. 3-2 in 17 innings. At the time, it was the longest Texas Rangers home game in history.
And your sister was okay when you got home?
She died.
You're a liar.
You don't know.
You're a liar.
Why in the world would I tell that story if that is what happened? No.
I do not
believe you. She is a liar.
That's a horrible joke.
Oh, yeah, but kids are losers is fine.
Kids being a loser over faking your sister's death?
Now, the difference, Kevin, that wasn't a joke.
That's
that was
a fair point.
A statement.
That is a fair point. No, she's fine. She's
terrible.
Thriving. She's married. I love my little nephews.
I sure hope Hudson. So. We're very much alive and kicking.
Yes, very much. You're right. That was probably too far. My apologies. To her and her husband
dead.
And my two little nephews. All right. Well, you know what? This is probably a good transition because it's time for Forgiveness Friday. So I am going to go ahead.
Start with yourself?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and lead off Forgiveness Friday. I want to ask for forgiveness for getting trapped in the Fred Vortex.
That's
and
right.
Going, and
That's
going
right.
too far.
Fred
too
Vortex.
Far
That's right.
in the Fred Vortex. All
it's
right.
Okay.
Let's
I
go
forgive you.
With. The Texas Rangers. I will. I will. The Texas Rangers, do they need to ask for forgiveness for yesterday sending out the emails about the countdown to buy postseason tickets?
Yeah, they absolutely do. And Chris Young needs forgiveness, too, for not having a closer.
Ooh, I agree with
okay. If
that.
You have a close, if you had a closer to start this season off, you're in playoff contention right now.
I would agree with that.
You're probably actually you're in the playoffs right now if you have a closer. Think of how and we talked about this last night. And yes, the starting pitching has been out of this world.
Yeah,
but the fact that you came and Chris Young, who's been a tremendous general manager, and a lot of things he's done very well. But the fact that you, being a former pitcher yourself, came in with a team that had the seventh highest payroll and you skimped on a closer, arguably the most important position in your bullpen, and you decided, we'll do it by committee. You lost at least 10 games because you didn't have a bona fide closer.
Yeah.
And if you take those 10 losses, because what was it? At one point, I think it was what? In what are we in? September? Late July, early August, when this team couldn't, you know, get itself out of a wet paper sack when it came to closing games, you win at least six or seven games, flip the script. Guess what? Now all of a sudden, you're two games up in the wild card spot. So that's forgiveness Friday for Chris Young. My shame on you for not having a proper closer to start this year.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, well, that's very fair. And it just was an ironic time to send out the postseason reminder right after you get swept by the Astros. Yeah. But I'm with you. We talked about it a lot. You saw flashes here and there from people like Robert Garcia, but long term, it just hasn't really stood up. All right, this next entry for Forgiveness Friday, I feel like the NCAA is a frequent target on here.
Yeah.
Is that you see the latest is the Wofford basketball players who were ruled ineligible because of their meal plans, and they exceeded the allowable benefits by between $84 and $108.
That's absurd.
So the multi-billion dollar company is like, we really need to take our stand against these poor Wofford basketball players.
Are we surprised yet,
no.
though, at the
no.
thing, at the just trite?
No.
To borrow a term from our boy Jerry Jones
yes,
earlier in the show.
That's right.
Those are the kind of things at the end. Are they just that tone deaf? Like, of all the things going on right now with NIL and impermissible benefits, and you're gonna harp on a program for feeding kids too much.
Yeah. You're right, but
not driving cars.
No,
or getting under the table, but because God forbid, growing men and women needed more sustenance.
And you're right. I am not surprised at this point by most just about anything that the NCAA.
You think they were eating taco burgers from Taco Bueno?
No, because that's too expensive. You get a heck of a deal here at Taco Bueno. Those benefits would have been way lower.
I think had they been eating taco burgers from Taco Bueno, this might have been swept under the rug.
That's just because of the deliciousness or
just
the price?
Just because of, I mean, you know, 877-881-1053. When's the last time you had a good taco burger that wasn't from Taco Bueno?
I'll hang up and listen. I can't answer that question.
I have to admit, until today, I did not know about the taco burger. So thank you very much
I'm glad to spread taco burger goodness.
And by the way, we're trying to help people out. We're going to be doing that giveaway for Packers and Cowboys tickets. Yeah. If you want to come on down, Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas for your opportunity to enter into the drawing. Now, Alec, do you need to ask for forgiveness or go ahead and ask somebody else for forgiveness?
Do I need to? I don't think I need to because I'm having a great time here at Taco Bueno, but do we need to ask our friend Kyle Yeomans for forgiveness?
You know what? Kyle needs to ask us for forgiveness for absolutely nothing because Kyle is awesome and he has facilitated the return of Are You Better in approximately 11 minutes. So fear not, ladies and gentlemen. We will have that coming up in about 11 minutes. Now, Devin Haney probably wants his ex to ask for forgiveness. He is suing her and saying that she allegedly kept more than $350,000 worth of gifts that he gave her while they are together and he wants back.
Mm.
Does that go against the idea of giving a gift? because I have to admit, when I was previously engaged and that person did not live up to what you would think are the actual rules of that, I 100% asked for that engagement ring back. Asked and got. So what say
I mean,
you
I think
guys?
That's fair. I mean,
okay.
But we don't. Yeah. We need to know more context as to what the deal was with the 300. I mean, was he planning on getting married to this gal? Or
yeah,
what?
I believe that is correct. And he says since they broke up, she has repeatedly said false and defamatory things about him. So now he's kind of decided to go back on the offensive. And you can't help but wonder just a little bit if the deal would have been like, hey, just don't say anything about me. You can keep all that stuff.
Good old fashioned he said, she said.
Yeah. That usually works out great for everybody.
You never know how it's going to end.
Yeah.
It's a weird conversation, though, about like what is yours and what is not yours after
right.
you say, hey, take this item. I'm giving it to you because I care about you.
Right.
You know, and for me, I want to avoid the conversation altogether. So I never ask for anything back unless it's like something I actually use and I didn't really gift you. You just kind of took it. That's different. But it's like if I gave you a gift, it's like that's in the past. I'm moving on. But if it's $350,000 worth, I don't know. Does that change my mind?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have that much gifting money. So
see, I'm interested in the concept of the circumstances determining what happens next, because somebody said if she cheated, she should give the gifts back.
Well, I was going to say that's the context.
Sure.
And is it all just a ring? It's a $350,000
ring?
No.
No, there are other
items.
There's like a purse and
sure,
a couple of other things.
Is there a car involved?
I don't
perhaps?
Think so, actually, but let me double check.
Because
that
should be registered to him, so that should be a lot easier to get.
Ooh.
You know,
yeah.
But again, I'm speculating here. So
no, it was a bag, a watch, jewelry. Oh, additional designer purses.
Wow.
Under the expectations that they would marry. Mm. I'm sure he added that. I don't know if he gave the gift and said, "We're going to get married, so here's your purse."
On contingency.
Yeah.
On contingency.
Look, man, maybe. I don't know if that is the case. Do the Tennessee Titans get forgiveness because Cam
can't catch?
Well, that too. But Cam Ward, very matter-of-factly, was like, we practice on grass. Why don't we play on grass? They're just 2 years removed from switching out the turf at their stadium. That seems like a valid complaint.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially when you're trying to kind of hit the reset button on your team as a whole by drafting the quarterback at number one overall and everything. And he's like, you're getting us ready for game day in a situation that we will not be playing in on game day. Interesting. And then it just unfolds into the whole conversation about real grass versus turf in the NFL. The players hate the turf for the most part. I understand it. But, yeah, the idea that, hey, this is a game situation. Go out there and execute, and it will be like that on Sunday when we play in front of the home fans. It's like, well, no, I'm like three times more likely to tear my ACL on the stadium field.
By the way, multiple people are kind of agreeing with that breakdown of an engagement ring is not a gift but a promise to get married, and
yeah.
if you don't, then you can ask that back.
Okay.
But gifts are gifts, and yeah. you just got to kind of cut your losses. This is one of the more amazing Forgiveness Fridays we've got sent in some time. From the 716, do I need forgiveness? I drive for UPS, and I had an FBI agent ask me to get someone to step out of their house so they could talk to them, so I said I need help with a package, and it worked.
There seems like, I mean, oh, wow. So an FBI agent just nonchalantly approached you and said, hey, I need to get this person out of the house.
Do we have a follow-up for what the FBI agent did, or did you ask, how do we know that was an actual FBI agent?
Sure.
Something tells me an FBI agent doesn't necessarily need, unless he's undercover.
They would just be able to go up to the door and be like, FBI?
I mean.
I hear you.
That sounds a little suspect, not going to lie. I have my doubts about the legitimacy of said Federal Bureau of Investigation agent.
We will try to follow up on that
right?
and see what we can learn.
Let's find out.
Now, Tyreek Hill, does he deserve forgiveness or does he need to ask for forgiveness? Because he said he does not receive preferential treatment, but then did not deny that he was late to and missed multiple team meetings. Isn't that preferential
treatment?
A little
bit of a contradiction there.
Yeah.
Tyreek's going through it.
He is.
Did you hear the fourth quarter? When just mid-fourth quarter, they're just like, and he's facing 8 domestic abuse allegations. I mean, when have you ever heard someone's rap sheet just rattled off in the middle of a quarter?
Yeah, yeah. Do you think if he would have had an amazing game, they would have, like, probably not portrayed it like that? Not that
That's
it's not
great
true.
Question. Again, all alleged.
Yes.
All alleged.
But still, I feel like if he had eight catches for three touchdowns and 180 yards, they would
be
like...
He had a Jamar Chase-like game. Are we talking about his alleged domestic
violation? Probably not, which is, you know what, and this is probably a topic for another day, which is unfortunate because it does feel like athletes get themselves out of real-life holes by just performing well. When you're like, I mean, that other thing might have still happened, even if he won the Masters or whatever.
Look at O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that totally worked out for him.
Yeah.
But fascinating example nonetheless.
Thanks, Fred.
Just throwing it out there.
Hey, Twitter world. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here.
I'm just saying.
On 105.3 The Fan. Man, I had no idea that that FBI thing would bring up so much, like, feedback. Not you. No, that UPS guy is wrong AF. No, yeah. Forgiveness. As a mailman, that's not cool.
I was going to say, there's just something about that just sounds suspect.
Did you think it was like a repo person instead of an FBI
agent?
Well,
if it's a repo guy, you just take the car. You don't need the guy to come. Preferably, you don't want the person to come out while you're taking their vehicle.
Were you ever a repo person?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I was never a repo
person. You sound very experienced.
Yeah. Yeah, you just...
I mean, I've seen enough shows and talked to enough... I mean, you were a newspaper reporter once.
That's true.
Okay, look, the thing about when you're a newspaper reporter, and I didn't cover sports, ironically enough, as a newspaper reporter, so I got a little bit of everything, and of course, I covered it in Beaumont, Texas. Shout out to the 409, and it's a different world down there.
All right, one more quick question for you guys. Does this person need forgiveness from the 817? I found a $100 bill at a store the other day, and there were three guys in there playing slots, and I didn't ask them if they lost any money. I just pocketed the money and left.
All right, you're good. What are you going to do? Tap all three on the shoulder? What if two of the three say, yeah, it's mine? Then what? You going to rip it in half? No. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Especially them kids. I gotcha. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, normally we would do the C block. Corey's out for his anniversary, so it is time for the return of Are You Better? We'll do that next, live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas, on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.